The gunslinger supposed the Crimson King's eyes would remain up there forever, watching Kankanore, while their owner wandered the world to which Patrick's eraser and enchanted artist's eye had sent him. Or, more likely, to the space between the worlds. Roland walked on to where the path ended at the steel-banded slab of black ghostwood. Upon it, a sigil that he now knew well was engraved three-quarters of the way up. Unfound. Here he laid two things, the last of his gunna. On Talitha's cross and his remaining six-gun. When he stood up, he saw the first two hieroglyphics had faded away. Found. Unfound. Had become found. He raised his hand as if to knock, but the door swung open of its own accord before he could touch it, revealing the bottom steps of an ascending spiral stairway. There was a sighing voice. Welcome, Roland, thee of Eld. It was the tower's voice. This edifice was not stone at all, although it might look like stone. This was a living thing. Gan himself, likely. And the pulse he'd felt deep in his head, even thousands of miles from here, had always been Gan's beating life force. Kamala, gunslinger. Kamala, come, come. And wafting out came the smell of alkali, bitter as tears. The smell of... what? What exactly? Before he could place it, the odor was gone, leaving Roland to surmise he had imagined it. He stepped inside, and the song of the tower, which he had always heard, even in Gilead, where it had hidden in his mother's voice as she sang him her cradle songs, finally ceased. There was another sigh. The door swung shut with a boom, but he was not left in blackness. The light that remained was that of the shining spiral windows mixed with the glow of sunset.